The third parak of Maseches Kiddushin. Daf Samachem and Alf, Daf Samachem and Beis. If you're not there yet in Bikias Mitchum, you will be very soon. Right? The Gemara tells us a big, big yisod. We saw this Gemara earlier in the year. Mekadesh be'edechad ein choshishin lekidushav. Gemara Samachem and Aleph, multiple Amorah, Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel on Amid Beis. They have other Amorah who say this. Mekadesh be'edechad, it is nothing. Meaning, if I give kidushin, I perform a ma'aseh kiddushin, a man performs a ma'aseh kiddushin to a woman, kesef, shtar, bia, whatever it is, and afilu b'shnei emodin, the Gemara says. They both freely admit. He gave her a ring, he said, mekudeshesli, everything was proper. The ring was his, it was a shava pruta, she knew how much it was worth, and he said, mekudeshesli, and so on and so forth, and he gave her to her, and she was his, and she was koned, beautiful. You didn't have two edim watching, you're either zero or one. Mekadesh be'edachad means even if there's one aid watching, you have two. Ein choshin l'kiddusha. It's not that we're not sure that the kiddusha happened. Ein choshin, you need not worry whatsoever. There was no kiddusha. Even if they both agree, the woman says, sure, yeah, he gave me, it was very romantic. No one else was watching. It was the way we wanted it. Or maybe there were other people watching. There weren't two people there who were kosher witnesses, as the case may be. The only two kosher witnesses watching the Kiddushin, it didn't count. Not we're not sure whether it happened, we're convinced that it happened, and it doesn't matter. It was ineffective. Because, that's what the Gemara says, this is a concept we had earlier in the year. What do we call that? Eidus le Kiyum HaDavar, right? Very good. Eidus le Birur HaDavar means I need Eidim to know whether something happened. It happened, but we won't know whether it happened unless we can prove it, unless we can determine it. Eis l'kiyum ha-davar, like you guys said, is more than that. The act didn't matter. The chalos didn't occur unless it was witnessed. Okay. Yeah.
Nowadays, kiddushin is done with the chuppah, right? So that you really don't have a problem.
Well, we have Eidim watching.
Right, okay.
Like, that's what they call it.
But like getting engaged, like just like in like a park or something, that's
that should not be kiddushin. The only halakhic ramification that a gay engaged proposing should have is the Gemara later in the first parak. The Gemara says that one of the violations of tznius, or either of tznius or of dignity for one's wife, is mekadesh below shiduchim. If you're mekadesh, if you go through with kiddushin without already having done shiduchim, shiduchim essentially means proposing and getting engaged. If it's go over to a girl and you have never proposed and say, "Hey, kiddushly," that's wrong. I believe that's one of the cases where Rav would give a malchus. Mekadesh below shiduchim. Yeah, check. I believe it's one that's on the list. Rav Mangid, he's the malchus for that. But here we have. So, there are those who are machbe dafka not to have to make sure you don't have two aidim watching when you hand your fiance a diamond ring. That way, there should be no concern that maybe it would be misconstrued as an act of kiddushin.
Okay.
If you say this is your engagement ring, that's probably pretty clear. The Bibida as the May, there is a concept of Kiddush, like you said, we have under the Kiddush under the Chuppah, and they call up the Masada Kiddush to recite the Bracha and to oversee, and they call up two witnesses who are going to watch the Mesiras HaTavas. They're going to watch the boy give a ring to the girl and to say, they are the Eidei Kiddushin. How does it work by Get? How does it work by Get? You take a look at the Mishnah on Peivav Amud Aleph, you have it in the packet. Peivav is the very, very end of the Masechta. Gittin is one of those Masechtas where a lot of the core concepts appear at the very end of the Masechta. That's the way the Mishnah is. The way you and us, you organize the Mishnah is. See, here you have a Mishnah that talks about how does it work by Eidim on a Get. Get, we generally assume, also requires Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar. Let's read the Mishnah together. Peivav Amud Aleph, Shalosha Gittin, when the last Mishnah is in the Masechta. Shalosha Gittin Psulim, Im Nisiz Avlad Kasher. Here are different situations which one should not be given a get in the following way. The Mishnah talks about either if you don't have Eidim. You don't have Eidim, The husband handwrote a get, but there was no signatures, or there were edim, but it wasn't dated, so it's unclear when it was given, or you have not two edim but one edim. Skipping down, Rabbi Lazar Omer, the Masoros Hashas on the side, or this edition's the top right corner, Masoros Hashas points out that the proper gears is Rabbi El Azar, who was a contemporary Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afapisha in all the Edim, El Shemesoro Bifnei Edim Kasher. The get is totally kasher, even if there are no Edim signed on the bottom. I wear your Edim. So where are the Edim on the get? They're watching. Nesarla Bifnei Edim. If you gave her the get, there are Edim watching, that's good enough. She'erai Edim has Chosmin ala get, El Bifnei Tikun Ha'olam. The verse is kosher, and even Govim Nechasim Shubadim. Rabbi Lazar of the opinion that really min haTorah there's no need for Edom to sign a get. Min haTorah, Lazar says, they can have, as long as you have Edom watching the get, that there's your Edom, that there's your Sakim HaDavar, that's Gevalt. Why do you have the Edom sign the get? Why? Because Tikkun HaOlam. Okay, because it's going to make things complicated later if the get wasn't signed now.
Look at this and say, one second, what's going on exactly?
Okay, so that's a machlokas hatanam. Whether you need, the, it sounds like, whether you need your Eidus Lekim Adavar just watching, or you need them actually signed on the get to make the get work. But what does that have to do with us? Remember, we had a brisa. We had a brisa here at Daf Tet. So the brisa said, what? The Shtar Kiddushin, we saw later a Chavala Brisa about Shtar Mechira, and the Brisa said the Shtar Kiddushin, it doesn't have to be written on something worth a Shavar Pruta. I don't think we looked last time, but Tosus, I think he spoke, last time he spoke about outside. Tosus here, and Tosus Aleph, Dumaskal Alpalpi, discusses, what's this, well, why would I have thought, I think we spoke was outside, why would I have thought that you need a Shavar Pruta? What's the Havamino? Of course, it doesn't have to be Shavar Pruta. Tosus, either because and the point is that it's not Kinyan Kesef, or the point is that even though it's not worth the Shavar Pruta, maybe I would have thought that if it's not worth the Shavar Pruta, it's not considered to have been a Nesina. I can't sort of thought I gave you something, I gave you a star, I gave you something which is financially insignificant. So come Mashmalon, Bryce comes tell me, don't worry about it. If this is not Kinyan Kesef, it's a different Kinyan star, so there's no need for Shavar Pruta on that front, and it's considered to be an act of Nesina Tashtar, even if the star doesn't have a lot of monetary value, but it's a workable shtar. It's a workable shtar, right? But we have raised the question, which the previous Tosus raises, which is, it's all very nice, but Cheret presents a different problem. And let's take a look at the Tosus inside. Chasav al aniyar, the al hacheres. Mashma says Tosus, the shtar kosher al hacheres. And Mashma, so Tosus is being very humble here. Mashma, it's beferish. If a star is kosher, that's the Brisa says. The chay mashva kama pirkin. The other Brisa later on. Kosav lo al yar lacheres. Your tosas do masal kosav. Kosav lo yar lacheres. Sadi mechur lach. Sadi nesuna lach. Hareizu mechur nesuna. Shain. A star lacheres works for shtar kiddushin. Star lacheres works for shtar mechira. The kasha. What's the problem? The other parak based ksuba is that man de bar lachavuye chasimas yadei beveidina lichta vachaspa. By the Gemara we spoke about last time, you want to hand based in a sample of your handwriting for kiyam mashtaros purposes for dima chasimas, so give it to them a piece of chaspa, a piece of pottery. Vekama davka chaspa negil to lo. Why? Why specifically charis as opposed to klav? The mamashik hinish lo mali vichsiva vachasav alei my deboy. Maybe someone will find it. He'll put some text on top of your signature, if it's parchment. And Mishnah says, and the Bava Basra, and if you have a shtar, an IOU note, that's not signed by witnesses, but is signed by the purported borrower, that's valid. And you can be gover from the borrower, say, there's no sheep in the chasim, you can be gover from the borrower himself. So I can say right on top, if I have a piece of parchment in your signature, right on top, you know, I owe the bearer of this note $10,000, signed Ezra Wiles. Signed. The Ezra Wiles part is legitimate. The rest of it I added. And then I'm going to bring it to Beis Din, and it's going to be an actionable shtar. So that's what the Gemara says. Ezra Wiles, bearer not signed his name, Ben will leave a signature on a piece of parchment. But cheres apparently is fine. Aval cheres lekel nefesh lahachi. No concern. Why? That feel kasev al avlo yoil. Apparently, a shtar in cheres is worthless. So, hello, davaru. On the one hand, on the other hand, on the one hand, the Gemara in Ksubas Dav Chof Aleph takes the davar run, takes the davar pasha. They don't even need to explain. Of course, a shtar in cheres is unacceptable. While the Gemara on, or the Brisa, two Brises in Kiddushin, here on Daf Tes, and later on Daf Chavav, say, take as a Dar Pashat, the Shtar and Cheres is workable. So Rabbi Yehudah answers, oh, it has to do with what we just talked about before. It has to do with the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer, and Meir. The Rabbi Yehudah, the Hidil Kamon, the Hidil Hacha, Asya kirb mei kirb lazar the amar ede chasim akarasi. The rest of the other answer is how come our brisa says cheres works, while and the both brises in kedushin say cheres works, while the gemara ksuba says cheres doesn't work. The answer is the brisa that says cheres works follow those brises follow who follow Rabbi Lazar, who we just saw, who says ede mesira karasi. That's the mishnah we just saw. That language is the Gemara's language. That language appears in a number of different places throughout Gittin and elsewhere. It appears in Kedushin of Ches, later in the Masechta, and appears in the end of Gittin, and the middle of Gittin, beginning of Gittin, Dap Gimel and Dap Dalet. Eidim Masira, that's where the Gemara puts her Blazer Shita. Eidim Masira Karsi. Karsi is, what's the Shorosh of Karsi? Kores, right? That's the language that the Chumash uses to be Kores. The get is supposed to be Kores. Get is supposed to sever the relationship between the people who had been husband and wife. So what is it that's Kores? What's the Davar HaKores? So Rabbi Lazar says that Eidim, as the Amoran put it, the Eidim Mesira Karsi. It's the Eidim Mesira. It's the Eidim who watch the handing over of the star, not the Eidim who are signed. They didn't watch the handing over of the star, but the ones who are really doing the creases. They're the ones who are really activating the get, right? That's the Mishnah, that Peva, getting that we saw. Right? That what? That you don't have any Eidei Chasima, the star, the get still works, because you have Eidei Mesira. Whether it's either or is a good question, not for now, but certainly Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Chasima, the Balada says works. Remeir, not all Tanam agree. Tosas has the question, of course, remains. What is one thing to do? What does cheres have to do with not having chasimus? What mind shmita itzar asina? The Tosas goes on to say, "Hahid ksubus asik kirav meir da amar ede chasima karsi." The Gemara in ksubus that works out like your mayor who says you do need ede chasima. You have to see what to do with that line. The other Balyatosis here leave out this line. They don't say that the Gemara Ksubas is dafka following Rabbi Meir, who does insist on signatures. Let's see how the rest of Tosis unfolds. Vahi dahacha lo asik Rabbi Meir. All the Balyatosis continue from this point. Our Brisa that says that what the Cheres is, our Brisa says the Cheres is good, goes like your Belazar, who says Eidei Mesira Karasi, but does not follow Reb Meir, Kevin de Beina and Bishtar Kiddushin, Eidei Chasima, Kedemucha Belakam Perak Sheni, at the Gemara Dafim Ches. But that's the Shita of Reb Meir. Reb Meir disagrees with Reb Belazar. Meir goes, no, not Eidei Mesira Karasi, Eidei Chasima Karasi. Reb Meir disagrees with the Shita of Belazar and getting paid love. Reb Meir says, if a husband hands his wife a get with Eidim watching, but no Eidim signed on it, Reb Meir says it's worthless. Reb Lezer says it works. Eidim is here, Kaiser. Reb Meir says it's worthless. If it's not signed, it doesn't work. So therefore, what? So Tosis at first approaches this sort of from a detail point perspective. Eidim shal gabi acheres lo chashivi. The reason why acheres is no good is because if you need Eidim chasima, what type of chasima is that? They signed on the chalkboard. They signed on the cheres. They signed on the signature. The aim of chiyach mitoko klum the cheres the davar sheachol his dayefu. They say, well, cheres is erasable, so there's nothing you can prove from that. With Stein Perek Beis, the Gittin, And this you saw, that this issue is also a machlokas hatam. That we saw last time. And the mission of Chafal from the base, that you have in the packet, presents a machlokas between Tanakama and Rehuda ben Beseira. Excuse me, Rehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. What's the story with Niyar Machok? What's the story with Diftera? That's a Mishnah, Chafal from the base and Gittin. What's the story if you write a get on something that's erasable? So that too is the machlokas hatanam. Machlokas hatanam. And maybe you can take a look inside. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Chaf Aleph from the Beis, Ein Kosin Olin Yar Machuk, Lo Adiftera. If you have paper that already was erased multiple times, so it's you could erase it some more, no one will know the difference. You can't tell whether it's forged or not. Or Diftera is hide that's not fully treated. Yachal his Dayev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, since it could be Miz Dayev, it could be forged, people could erase things and no one will know, that's unacceptable. Chacham say it's fine. Chacham machshirin. So the Gemara there, and the upcoming Gemara, Chabez it says, yeah, it's all the same issue. So what do we have? We have a Gemara and a Tosas trying to put two issues together. Right? We have already, Tosas point out that in our Braisa we seem to be okay with erasable, with a shtar on a chalkboard, a shtar on charis. And well, the Gemara Ksubas is not, and the truth is, it's already a machlokas hatanan, and we just saw in Gittin Chafal from Beis, right? Whether a star and a chalkboard, they're not talking about teres, they're talking about diftera or niyar machuk, erased paper, but it's all the same thing. Ksav shiyachol his dayef, if it's forgeable, if it's changeable, if it's erasable, is that legitimate or not? And in both cases, the Gemara in Gittin Chafal Beis relates the Mishnah to Eidei Chasim Rekarasi, Eidei Masir Rekarasi, and our Tosfos relates our Braisa to Eidei Chasim Rekarasi, Eidei Masir Rekarasi. Again, the Gemara relates the Mishnah Chafalaf, and our Tosfos relates the Braisas in Kiddushin, Tesna Chavav, to, again, which are all talking about the same issue, can you write a star on a chalkboard, a star, like you said, a check written in pencil. Is that legitimate or not? Machlokas? That has to do with Gittin Peivav. That has to do with what's really driving the get. Does the get really work because of the Eidei Chasima? Does the get really work because of the Eidei Mesira? So you might look at the Tosfos and the Gemara, the truth is, at the Gemara in Chaf Beis or the Tosfos in Kiddush and Neftes, and say, well, what does one do the other? Number one, I don't understand, Bechlal, what do you mean you have a check signed in pencil? Really? How could anyone think that works? Yachal is daif. Why is Yachal is daif a question mark? It's forgeable. What use is a forgeable star? And what does it have to do with what sounds like a question in Gittin, whether what makes the get work is the Eidei Mesira watching or the Eidei Chasima signing? What does it have to do with the question of a star mechira written on a piece of clay? No? Whole thing is strange. Let's talk about shop. Any thoughts? And again, it's not even Tosus' fault. Tosus is in many ways repeating and referencing what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Gittin Chaf Beis says, oh yeah, this is already machlokas hatanam, Gittin Chaf Alf, whether I have an erasable star, machlokas, whether it's good or not. And it has to do with Eidei Chasima case and Mesir Karasi. So Tosus says it does the same for our Sugin. Yeah, what do you say?
You don't even need to write a signature.
Ooh, good. That's the beginning of an answer. Yeah. And that part Tosa says, right? So, well, if you don't even need signature in the first place, so then I don't care if it's erasable. Why? Ooh, it has to be a star. It is a star. So what's going on? So the truth is, it's a very, very famous mahalach from, yeah? What? You were supporting? You were a comeback, a response. Yeah. So there's a very, very attractive and oft-taught approach of the Rav, of the Soloveitchik, that the truth is in many ways rooted, more than it comes up all, it's relevant to many different shtar sugyos, but it could be that the clearest expression of that idea that he built up is really our Tosfos. Could be more than anywhere else in Shas. This is the address, Kiddushin Daf Tes, for that idea. Because what Tosfos goes on to say is, is it's not just about Edichasimah Karsi and Yusir Karsi. It's really about the following concepts. And put aside Rav Lezer, Meir, for a moment, let's just think together. Let's just think logically. What does a shtar do? I have a document. What the document's function?
In
the document, formalize opinion, or
make a certain debt,
Raya, right? Kedushin. So sometimes Avishtar that just a little bit parallel to what we were talking about just a few minutes ago, which is one of the reasons why I opened it. Is Eidus Levira Dover, and is Eidus Lekima Dover? There's Eidus that just proves that what happened. Then they have Eidus that actually make it happen. So not exactly the same, but it's loosely parallel. Often you think of a document as just a raya, a shtar raya. Right? If I borrow money from Ari, why do I owe him money? Well, because he lent me the money. Right? Whether there's a shtar or not, I do owe him the money. So on the most basic level, there may be additional layers also, which I don't want to get into at the moment. But on the most basic level, when we write a shtar, that I write a shtar and I have it witnessed and I give it to Ari to hold on to, it says that I borrowed X amount of money from him, that shtar is, the shtar doesn't make me owe him the money. Shtar, no shtar, I owe him the money because he lent me money. But the shtar is what? Proof. Because later on, if he comes, what I ought to do when he knocks up, I ought to do is pay back my own. And if not, when he reminds me, I should pay back on my own. I'm an honest person. So sorry, I forgot. Here's the money. Unfortunately, no one is honest. What's going to happen if he comes to claim the money from me and I deny the whole thing? Either legitimately, I totally forgot, or illegitimately, dishonestly, I want to get away with it. I don't want to steal. Oshek. Okay? So what's he going to do? He needs proof. So the proof could either be live witnesses. There are people who saw the halvah take place. If they're still alive and well and remember it and are still local, so he can bring them to Beis Din. Alternatively, instead of relying on the Edim still being around and accessible and able to come to Beis Din, you could have a shtar. And the shtar, the Edim who watched the halvah take place, will then put it into writing, sign it, at my behest, give it to Ari, and now Ari has written proof of the loan. So if ever in the future I refuse to pay the loan, he'll drag me to Beis and he'll pull out the shtar. The shtar is proof that I owe the money. But did the shtar make me owe the money? No. At its core, again, there may be additional levels in terms of the shibud, but at its core, a shtar hava is a shtar raya. Let's say I have a ksuba. There is a shtar at every under every chuppah. It's not a shtar kiddushin. The kiddushin is created through kesef. We do kiddushin kesef, but we do have a ksuba. The ksuba is given. Does the ksuba make you marry? No. The ksuba make you nesua? Pash does not. Right? Al pi pash, the ksuba is purely a shtar raya. It's proof. The woman has proof that they got married and that she's owed a ksuba. And if Rachman saw in the future, she needs to activate that. She has documentation in hand. Right. Let's say you have a piece of property, a piece of farmland, not much to do with it. It's costing you more than it's worth because maybe you're still paying a mortgage, certainly you're paying property tax, you're not really doing anything with it, it's a liability. So you say to me, you know what, Cohen, you can have it. Just take it. Okay? Matana. It's worth it for you to... It's just costing you money. So you'd rather, you just want to get it off your hands. You give it away for free. So how do I take possession of it? Ketzer Shtar Chazak, right? But so you say, and you tell me, Lech HaZeh Kepnitz, move in, you know, start the working line, start the house. Great, I want to take land, I want to build a house there. Great! Right? I want to put up a fence. Great! So I go do a Kin Chazak. I build a fence around the property. That's my king of Chazak. And then I say, by the way, do you mind if I get documentation? It's already mine. And you write a shtar that says, this field is sold to me. That sounds like a shtar raya. It just proved. It didn't make anything happen. But there's a different type of shtar, When I asked you before, what are the functions of a shtar? So you guys mentioned a number of different things shtars can accomplish. But they fall into one of two categories. Sometimes a shtar is just there to prove what happened, shtar raya. And sometimes a shtar is more than just a shtar raya. Sometimes a shtar is a shtar kinyan. The shtar that actually makes something happen. Like a shtar. Let's say the way I'm giving you the gift of property is by shtar. Or what we say before, that you're giving me the property, right? So you want to give me the properties. You say, great. So you take a piece of paper, you write, Sadi Mechurulach, or Sadi Mesunulach, rather. I'm giving you the property. You identify the property. So I'm hereby giving it to you as a present. And you give me the shtar. You give me that shtar, that field just became mine. How? How did it become mine? Through the shtar. The shtar made it happen. The shtar is instrumental. It's actually the instrument. It's the tool that actually makes it happen. Not just subsequent verification of shtar raya for later. That is the shtar kinyan. That made the kinyan. And so whether it's a kinyan shtar in the area of Nechachu Memkar, whether it's a kinyan shtar, which two other areas have a kinyan shtar? Let's break it down. Kiddushin and Gittin, right? The get is the only kinyan. If I get the only kinyan available shtar, by kiddushin you have multiple options. But if you choose to do kiddush shtar, in both cases, the shtar is the instrument that makes it happen. Oh, one second. So this notion that Tosis develops, we'll read it soon inside, that shtars come in two different flavors, or shtars can be doing one of two different things. They can be present to merely serve as a raya, or they could be present to actually make stuff happen, to actually be the king, a shtar king. Begin to think about it, that's really what's going on. Because the real chiluk between the brises and kiddushin and the gemara and ksubas, I love your example before about sign, check, and pencil. Because a check is a shtar raya. A check says that it may be shtar kinyan also, certainly shtar raya. Right? It's proof. If I sign a check and give it to you, pay to order your name, and you bring it to the bank, so that tells the bank that they have the right to take money out of my account and put it into your account. Right? So if you're dealing with a shtar raya, of course it can't be mizdayev. Of course. A shtar, what type of raya is written in pencil? It doesn't prove anything. Maybe things were erased. So if it's a shtar of asl, his dayev, of course it's not good as a shtar raya. And that's what the Gemara and Ksubas was talking about. The Gemara and Ksubas, that's the place where the Gemara said, what? That you can write that it's safe to put your signature onto pottery. Why? Because even if someone finds it, if someone dishonest finds it, there's nothing he can do to you. Why? What does he want to do? What he wants to do is write what type of shtar? A shtar raya. He wants to use it to prove what's really not true. To dishonestly prove, quote unquote, that you owe him money. But a shtar raya written in pencil is zero. A shtar raya written on a whiteboard? I walk the basement with a whiteboard and it says the guy, it has an IOU note. Does that prove anything? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, if a woman comes to the basement with a get written on a whiteboard, or a supposed buyer of a property comes to Beis Din with a shtar mechira written on a whiteboard, will that prove to the Beis Din satisfaction that the woman is divorced? That the field was sold? Absolutely not. Nothing. Ksava asal his da'ev? Zero when it comes to shtar raya. What's all machlokas in the Mishnah and King Gittin Chafalfa Beis Din? You know, Yudim and Beseir and the Chachamim. What are they arguing about? They're not arguing about whether a woman can prove subsequently she's divorced based on a shtar written on a yarma hook. Of course you can't prove anything. It's not a riot to anything. What's the question? You tell me. What's the question? Right. You'll be able to prove later that you're divorced because you have a shtar written on a whiteboard. But the machlokas was, forget about proof. We'll work out proof. We have Adam, live Adam who are watching, who will tell us later what happened. But did it even work to begin with? We have two Aiden, we have 100 Aiden, doesn't matter how many Aiden. We have two Aiden watching, they said, yes, absolutely. The husband gave his wife a get that was written on a whiteboard. It was written on the Yarmachuk. It was written on Dipstra, or the case of Gorak Suz, it was written on Cheres. So everyone agrees that the get was given from husband to wife. Everyone agrees about the text that was written to get. They're all swans, right? The question is, okay, but did that work? Is it valid? Is that a proper? Just like if we all agree that the husband gave his wife sucking candy, I say Rebbe could actually be sucking candy. Say Kinyan Kesef. But the problem is, the sucking candy is not worth the Shavuot Pruta. Let's say, okay, so it's very nice he gave it to her, but it didn't work. It wasn't a valid Kesef. It wasn't Shavuot Pruta. Right? We know the action happened, but it wasn't effective. So that's the machlokas tanoim in Kitten Chaval from Beit. You gave this. It's not a question of knowing what happened. Bir Adar will take care of Eidim who can come and tell us what happened. But did it work? Is that a valid act of Kinyan Shtar? Well, that's already a machlokas. Oh. And our Gemara is saying, that's fine. Our Gemara is not saying a kasav al-acheret I can use it later to prove that I'm married. I can use it later to prove the field is mine. This is a question of, but it was given over. Did it even work? So our brisos in Kiddushin say yes. Say yes. If I didn't watch, I wrote it in pencil. I wrote it on a whiteboard. I wrote a piece of acheret. But it was written, and it was given over. Gevaldik. That was a Kinyan Shtar. Can you prove it later? No. They should have aid. Like if a woman has a ring around her finger, it also doesn't prove that she's married. The indicator, right? But you want to know that she got from her husband. You have to have aid come and tell us. Okay. So star also. This star does. It's not a star raya, but maybe still star king. That's the core difference. That again, the core answer to the core chiluk between the brisos and kiddushin. And the Gemara and Ksubas, how come over here Cheres is great, over there Cheres is not good? The answer is very simple. We're talking about two different types of Shtaris. Over there we're talking about Shtar Raya. A check written in pencil is worthless. Shtar Raya doesn't prove anything. If all we want is to serve as a Shtar Kenyan, that's reasonable. Maybe. In fact, Tosis points out, it's a Machlokas. Here, our Brites assumes it does work. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Gittin, presents it as a Machlokas. That's interesting. Now our main now we have what do? We introduce a second set of core concepts. We already spoke about Eidim Sfira, Chazi, Eidim Sfira. We introduce really core concepts of Shtar Kin and Shtar Raya. That's Miyash of many things. Among them, it's Miyash of the Kash of which we started. Two Brises in Kiddushin versus the Gemara of Ksubas. What remains to be figured out now is...
One second. What does this have to... Why would I say, once we're talking about Shtar Kinyan, so our Brisa just says it works, great. Why the Mishnah in Gittin has it as a Machlokas? Why would anyone disagree? If it was witnessed, I don't need to prove anything. Why shouldn't it work? Or to put it differently, this is such a nice chiluk, Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Raya, what does it have to do with Eidim Asir Kaisa, Eidim Chasim Kaisa? Tosas brought Eidim Asir Kaisa, Eidim Asir Kaisa first. What was it? Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya is Gevaldik. What does it have to do with whether the main function of the power of a get is the Eid Chasima, the Eid Mesira? What does one have to do with the other? The Eidim with no, they think about the truth is, the original case of Eid Mesira Karsi is what? Is a Shtar, the Mishnah and Gittin Pevav, the Shtar without any Eidim on it whatsoever. Right? So that's a Shtar. What is that? So this is where the Rav pointed out that what really seems to be machlokas, we have to put the pieces together. The real machlokas of Lezer Chacham and Lezer Meir is the following: it's that Eidim Mesira Karsi, Eidim Chasima Karsi. At its core, it's not a question of which set of Eidim make the get work. What it's really a question of is the following: what is a Shtar Kinyan? What is a Shtar Kinyan? Our Brisa, which relates to Rabbi Lazar, and the Chachamim, Rabbi Lazar on Pevav, and the Chachamim on Chaf Aleph in Gittin, assume a shtar is just, I put the words down on paper, and I hand it over. And that works. I put shtar down on paper, I hand it over. Kinyan shtar. I handed the other party whatever it is that I'm thinking in writing. And that's already significant. Okay, what does that have to be signed for? If you want to be a Shtar Raya, it has to be signed. But if it's just to be a tool to make a kinyan, the two have two separate things. That's the Shita of Rebbe Lezer.
Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim Misira Karsi, which means, as he says in Gittin Peva, a husband gives his wife a get that has no signatures on it. It has no ability to prove anything. Who cares? It's just a shtar kinyan. If you wanted to also later on serve as a shtar rai, you want to have that to be documentation that they were divorced, then you have to make sure it's signed. So Rabbi Lazar says, min ha-Torah, there's no need for that. Midrabbanan, tikkun, every get should also serve as a shtar rai. Min ha-Torah, who needs it? And what's the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who says, no, if a get that's not signed, or in the case of Chaf Aleph, a get that's forgeable, it doesn't even work to make the kinyan, why not? So apparently, that's what Rav said. Rav Meir understands that the idea of Eidei Chasim Karasi, that the krisus, the divorce is driven, the actual kinyan, the divorce is driven by the signatures on the shtar. What that's saying is, more than just which eid did matter, what it's really saying is what the shtar is. Rav put it, and we'll see in Tosfos. Rav understood, Rav Meir is saying that the definition of a shtar, of king and shtar, is giving the other party a raya. Rav Meir understood that there aren't two types of shtars. According to Belazar, there are two types of shtars. Shtar kinyan, shtar raya. Shtar raya has to be provable, it has to be written the permanent way with signature. Shtar kinyan is just the idea is written down on paper and handed over to the other party. Right. According to Rameyer, no. Shtar kinyan, every shtar kinyan needs to be a shtar raya. There aren't two things. Because according to Rameyer, kinyan shtar, what's the act of kinyan shtar? It's not just handing it over the ideas written on paper. It's giving the other person proof. What the Rav referred to as haspasas raya. If I give the other party proof that something is true, that makes it true. That's the way Rameyer understood kinyan shtar. That's the engine that's driving it. If I give you documentation that the field is yours, that just made it yours. That's what kinyan shtar is, according to Meir. It's giving the other party proof. So it's over like a logical circle. I give you proof that's yours, now it's true. If a husband gives his wife proof that she's divorced, now she's divorced. If a man gives a woman proof that she's married to him, now she's married to him. Kinyan kidushay shtar. So that's why for Meir, the whole essence of kinyan shtar is giving the other party a raya. That's what the maisa shtar is. It's handing the other party proof, documentation. So that's why, if that's what kinyan shtar is, then the shtar itself is one and the same. Every shtar kinyan is by definition a shtar raya. If it's not a shtar raya, it won't work. Because for Meir, the whole idea of kinyan shtar is giving the other person a raya. That's why Meir holds that you need Eidim on even for it to be a shtar kinyan against Rabbi Lazar on Gittin Peva. That's why Rabbi Meir holds that it has to be ksav she'eino yochel his dayek in line with Yehuda ben Beseira on Gittin Chafal. Because again, it has to be, if it's not a shtar raya, then it doesn't work as a shtar kinyan. And that's why our Tosfos said that the line about ksubis is difficult because ksubis is talking about a shtar raya. So everyone agrees, even Rabbi Lazar agrees, a shtar raya can't be forgeable. But the next one that we had just read, our brisa doesn't work with Reb Meir, because Reb Meir would say if it's written on cheres, and therefore it's not a good raya, it's not a good kinyan either. Because according to Reb Meir, the definition of getting of kinyan shtar is giving the other person a raya. So Mirtz Hashem, the bell is about to ring. Richem, tomorrow I want to do two things. Just give me your attention on a couple of minutes. So I want to do two things. Number one, let's read the Tosfos together, the rest of Tosfos together inside. We'll see how it plays it out. Tosfos took it, makes it a little simpler. The Raj Ram add bits and pieces. But number two, in addition to playing out what we already spoke about inside, what we already spoke about outside, there's a new lingering problem. And that new lingering problem will actually help us to come back to our Gemara. So far we've solved our Braisa. What's Pshat in the Shtar on Cheres? So now we understand, this is a Shtar Kinyan, and according to Belazar, Shtar Kinyan does not have to be a Shtar Rai. Okay. But the question is, we had left a lingering question in our Gemara, and here's a lingering question in our Tosfos. And they're going to Mirtz Hashem connect. And that is, we understand Reb Meir well. He defined what Kinyan Shtar is. Kinyan Shtar is giving the other person proof. That's an interesting idea. What is the definition of Kinyan Shtar according to Reb Elazar? Just giving the other person ideas on paper? That's gonna usually just expressing your ideas is not good enough. In a mekach nitzim b'dvar. So we're gonna need to dig. We already from Yashiv our brisa, and we're beginning to understand what Eidech Simikaze Misikars are all about. It's gonna require more work. And as I said, when we got started with the sugya, working from mamish technical details about pencils and whiteboards and cheres, we're coming to big major topics in the world of stars. To be continued.